This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GEQ. A little wet morning today, huh?
Good morning, KE2GEQ.
Yes, sir, it definitely is. In fact, yesterday was sort of a nice balmy day, but when I was on my way home, I was noticing it was dry, 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 and then I got to, like, Bowen and Broadway, and the ground was wet. But for about a half a mile, dried up. And then another half a mile, wet again, then dried up. And my sister, who lives on town line, was commenting about how there were isolated thunderstorms yesterday. But once I got past that point, it was all dry again. Nothing seemed to be going on. And, yeah, there's the new guardrail, the spot that was marked off yesterday. It has a new guardrail. There's some, I don't know if you want to call them cones, so those striped things with the on top on the other side of the road. Looks like you're going to put up some more. Yeah, I'm curious. I know I mentioned it yesterday. It's like deja vu, but I'm curious what's driving all that. I mean, it's nothing major, but maybe there's some new, DOT regulation on how much of a drop there is to whether it needs a guardrail or not. Anyway, good morning. Good morning. How's your day looking?
Day is looking pretty good. I've got an appointment to get my Dodge inspected this morning. I'm hoping the rain holds off until after that. Other than that, we'll see. We'll see what happens after I get the truck inspected and then go from there. I don't know. Don't really have any plans today.
So you say you have an appointment. Do you take it to somewhere very specific? When I have, you know, like for each of the new vehicles I've gotten, you know, you get so many free inspections, oil changes and all that stuff. After that, I will kind of go anywhere. Delta Sonic's been pretty quick. I've done, I don't know if I recommend Basil Quick Lube, but I've been there a few times. Yeah, so I'm curious as to where you go and why you choose where you're going rather than just one of the places that you can just roll in and, 20 minutes later you're rolling out.
For the Dodge, I'm going to Dollar Don's just down the road from PCB. Some people from work from PCB recommended them a while ago, so that's where I'm going to go. I was originally going to go to Gilland down on Broadway, but they were scheduled way out until the end of July, and my inspection is due, so I need to get it done pretty quick. That's the only reason I'm going to Dollar Don's. After that, next year I'll probably make an appointment at Gilland's.
Okay, yeah, very good. Yeah, I think that place is Eric Vogel's, I'll just say family. I don't know if it was his cousin, nephew, somehow connected to him, owned that business. You probably know the story. I know the family owned another tire business in the village there. Interesting. Yeah, and I think Gillen's was Barb from Crystal's, her go-to place. She used to tell me about that. Anytime she needed anything done, she'd go there. But I think she went to high school with the gentleman that owns that. So that's her connection there. But yeah, she's been happy. So, what is my idea? I might do in November. We'll see. I think I'm out of my free ones, my free inspection and oil change vouchers. So I'll have to decide between now and then. It's going to be a tough decision. Only a couple months to figure it out. I got my new HT in. I'm going to drop a second. I think I was telling you that, you know, for the past couple of months, I keep getting in on this giveaway from Ridgecom Systems, and I'm in the monthly giveaway this month, too, so I was like, and I had seen a eBay seller selling out of China the same radio, a little bit cheaper. The only thing it didn't come with is some of the programming assistance that Bridgecom claims has, this $300 value, we're going to throw that in, you get this, this programming guide, this whatever assistance, this quick start, whatever. I could see why people would want that. It's kind of expensive, that extra cost for what you get, I think. But I am now in the midst of programming, setting up the code book, and it is a little daunting. I know it took me a while to set up the system when I was doing it all in software. I have another setup running that makes all the same connections, but it's all done in software. Now it's in hardware. I need to program that in the radio, and it might take me a couple of days to get it all set up. I'm not even on here yet with it. So, but once I learn it, I think it'll be easy and well worth the exercise to learn it rather than just have somebody set it up for me.
Yeah, I agree. Once you learn something, then you know when something goes wrong. If someone sets it up for you, then you're like, what did they do, and how do I fix it when it goes wrong?
I can even see it already. There's these code plugs you can download. Oh, they're pre-configured your area. Well, one, there isn't one set up for my area, and I want to set it up for my own hotspot and my own personal nodes. I'd have to add those in. And they don't tell you how to download all the DMR IDs for contact lists, keeps the talk group updated, and you're sort of tied to that firmware level that they generated that at. So just like strike against downloading pre-configured code plugs. And I already updated to the latest firmware last night, so that's the world I'm playing in. And, we'll figure it out. I don't know how much time I'm going to spend on it this weekend, though I am off tomorrow, taking Lynn to an appointment that she needs a driver for. Maybe I'll have a little more time after that. And then we're still planning on going to the Hamfest on Saturday out in Rochester. So maybe we'll find some other goodies there. If so, obviously I'll share next week.
Talking about software, I was doing some reading in the general exam book, and they were talking about logging your contacts. Do you log your contacts through the computer? Do you do it software? And if so, which package do you use, or do you just keep a notebook?
So that's an excellent question. I know I was talking to somebody about this recently. I'm going to guess it was not you since you asked my question. I think it was that gentleman in North Carolina, because we were talking about QSLs. Maybe I've talked to a couple people about it. But I was not a user of any of the PC or digital logging. I used to record everything in a paper logbook, and it works, but obviously it's very manual. There's no lookups. It's harder to keep track of, worked all countries, worked all zones, everything and all that. So I stopped logging. It wasn't a big deal. Most of the Jeff work I was doing was either, field day or working for my truck, and you're not going to be logging the evidence on a on your truck and you're cruising along. So I sort of gave up on that. Once I started getting into DMR, and we're literally talking months, I've become more interested in logging, and I set up QRZ's logbook. Now there's that, and there's Logbook of the World, which are really popular. I can't tell you which one is better. I just know that I set up the QSL. Here's this antenna guy again. Oh, what is that? M2, something XX. I'll have to pay closer attention. It looks like he's going up Commerce. I think he works over by, like, ABOX, or at ABOX. Let me drop it again. Anyway, I'm a fairly recent user to logging, and I'm just starting on QRZ logbook. So that's about all I can say there. But this gentleman I was talking to was cluing me in on digital QSL cards because I was telling him I want to make one, and he's like, "Oh, let me send you mine." And there is this Chrome add-on called, I think it's Digi, D-I-G-I QSL, or it's QSL Digi, either way. But it syncs with QRZ Logbook. So if you enter a log into your QRZ Logbook, and you can click a button to say send a QSL card, and it will send a QSL card with all the information you put in there. You have a couple different, you can import pictures and stuff for the background. But it put your call sign on there, the contact information, you know, time and date and all that. And it will send it to the email on file on their QRZ page. You don't have to do anything. And it's a Chrome add-on. It's pretty wild. I think it's DigiQSL. You have to check that out if you end up using that logbook.
This is KE2GDQ, K2PCB. You still there?
Oh, no. How much did I drop out? This is K2PCB.
You dropped out. You were talking about QSL, digital QSLs, and some of the information you can put there and send basically with a button.
Okay, yeah. So if you got all that, then that was pretty close to the end. Maybe I just timed out. But DigiQSL, check that out. I can't make any other good recommendations for which logbook to use, though.
I definitely will. I think what I'm going to need to do then is I think I want to get a dedicated computer for the ham stuff. So I think I'm going to look into finding out how to set up this other computer. Put a new hard drive in it and put a new operating system on it, whether it's another Windows-based system or maybe too old for some of the newer Windows, maybe a Linux system. Never played with Linux. I've read Jim Higby, I know, plays with it a lot. Have to look into that. I've got some time here and there to do stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, Jim is most certainly a convert, and he has been a primary Linux user for many, many years now. He was on Chrome, what do they call that, Chrome OS for a while. I don't know if he's still doing that, but, he's definitely a fan. I go back and forth. I'm probably a primary Windows user, just because there's so many applications that I need that are only available in Windows. I could see going back and forth as needed. I don't think there's anything in Linux that I absolutely need from a productivity perspective. More playing around than anything. Obviously, all the Raspberry Pis run on some version of Raspberry Pi OS, which is Linux. Raspbian, which is a fork of Raspbian. And obviously. And that side of things, I'm using Linux all the time. Oh, this is K2PCB. What do we got here? 641.
Yeah, I'll have to do some more research on that, you know, doing Linux, looking at the different programs I might want to use going forward, and see if that makes sense to set up a dedicated computer. The laptop I have has plenty of storage, so it wouldn't be a problem. I'm just thinking that way when I'm using the radio, I just come in, get set up, get started, and then I can leave and then go do other stuff if I need to.
Yeah, so it's definitely sounding like you might be wanting to dabble in some of the HF digital modes. So, yeah, maybe that's your next progression. For field day, I wasn't planning on setting anything up from a digital mode perspective. I know if we end up in the front part of the substation there with the meeting room, we will have internet access. But I got to be honest with you. If we get into a pile up, there's almost no time to log properly, at least for me. I just write it on paper and move on. I won't even be using digital logging, which is a bad thing, because when Ross and I are going through, he might come upon a call sign or a club that's doing field day, and we'll each try to make that connection, and then they'll tell us, oh, it's a duplicate. The other one already logged that station. Yeah, that's one downside to manual logging during field day, but yeah, it's okay. It's still fun. And if everything works out and you make it out there, I hope you get to experience one of those pile-ups where you just get bombarded by calls. Sometimes you have to be patient, call in CQ, and then it hits, and one right after another. All right. I've got 6:43, and I'll probably make this my final. And at some point I need to find Larry today. I have some CB equipment that he's supposed to be looking at for an acquaintance of mine. I think I mentioned it, but I now have it with me today. All right. I'll listen out for your final, Brad, and you enjoy your uncommitted day. Plenty of opportunities. I look forward to hearing what you ended up doing with them either on Monday or maybe somewhere in between. I don't know, but I am out on PTO tomorrow. This is K2PCB. I am clear.
Well, enjoy the three-day weekend. As they say, a bad day of fishing is still better than a good day at work. So enjoy the three-day weekend. I'll check in tomorrow morning, see if Ross is on, and we'll go from there. So good luck at the Ham Fest. Hope you find some goodies that you're looking for. And 73Q, this is KE2GDQ, clear.
All right, 73 is Brad, K2PCB.